This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We'll be watching testimony in a Senate subcommittee later today about the biggest auto safety recall in U.S. history, the Takata airbags that degrade over time and can spew fatal shrapnel. Marketplace's Renata Sago has more.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Takata's faulty airbags are responsible for 22 deaths worldwide and are linked to more than 200 injuries. The airbags' inflators can explode, releasing shrapnel. The government agency estimates 37 million vehicles from 19 car makers have bad airbags. As of February, just over 50% of the recalls had been repaired. David Friedman is director of cars and product policy for Consumers Union.
Some companies are doing everything they can, including going door to door and fixing these airbags in people's driveways. But many other automakers are doing the bare minimum.
That's sending notices to customers to come into the dealership. With Takata now bankrupt, the question is, who gets the bill?
Well, ultimately, the automakers that bought the airbags from Takata.
Michelle Krebs is with Auto Trader, an online marketplace for cars. The Highway Traffic Safety Agency says automakers are responsible for fixing deficits associated with their products. I'm Renata Sago for Marketplace.